All right, we're back, and we have a very special guest. People have been freaking out all week. I was just hoping that you would be here. And you are. You're live in studio.
I did not think this was going to happen.
No, we didn't, because you're such a... I mean, we don't... We're just so ready to just kiss your butt.
Yeah,
we
are just, absolutely. I hope you're ready for this ass-kissing that we're about to lay on you.
I hope you are ready, Gene Simmons, for this ass-kissing. Oh, thank you so much. He just carries 20s around.
He's the man, dude. He is the man.
And you brought your daughter here as well.
Yes.
Sophie Simmons.
Ta-da.
Pleasure to meet you.
By the way, it was very nice of you to play the beginning strains of Kiss Me by Sophie T. Simmons on Casablanca Records.
Yes. I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to play the entire song.
Oh, yeah. Yay. Yes,
You're
we are.
A very good looking man.
Oh, thank you. Well, because I'm a fan. So the last time you were here in San Antonio, the AT&T Center, I was front row and I was, you know, you were, and I think we caught eyes.
You were the guy with the kilt?
Yes, I did. I had the kilt. No.
Yeah. You don't wear that still?
You wear a kilt one time and they never let it down, Gene. Yeah.
Well, the t-shirt said, I kilt it.
So, I mean, you've been in the news a lot, and you can tell me. Let's just kiss his ass for a minute.
Oh, first absolutely.
Of all, we have a rock icon in our studio.
That's the rock icon.
I mean, this is your dad. I mean, me and Derek grew up without dads. You have to be so proud, Sophie, that this is your dad.
Not so much.
What?
No?
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
He's just a normal dad. It's such a common misconception. They think we do, like, extraordinary things all the time. We just do regular family things.
But he has done extraordinary things.
The extraordinary thing is that I still have a dad and
my parents are such a great dad.
That he's so normal, I guess, to you. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think in a world full of divorce, the extraordinary thing is that my parents are still together and I had both my parents growing up.
Absolutely.
We
lucky.
Don't do anything ridiculously
We worship
extreme.
Satan.
We go to brunch.
We would have. Me and Derek would have killed for that. To go to brunch with our dad.
Oh, I thought you meant worship Satan.
No, yes, too, absolutely. Right? We will kill for that.
By the way,
everybody listening, that was a joke.
Okay.
You got
to
say that stuff.
Especially with you.
I quoted him. Yeah. I heard him. Yeah. No. Oh, that's a joke.
It's a joke.
They're going to take a soundbite of Gene's. I mean, because everything you say is obviously, I mean, it's still blowing up in the news. That you made. Yeah, I just don't.
What, about Q?
Yeah, I just don't understand why you're not allowed to have your own opinion.
Let's call it straight.
Okay.
First of all, I know Cube.
Yeah.
He's a terrific dad. NWA, groundbreaking. However, there's a simple fact, and that is if you walk to Madonna, who doesn't belong to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame either, and who's, you know, great in her own way.
Oh, absolutely.
And you ask her, what kind of artist are you? The last thing she would say is, I'm a rock artist.
Right.
She would say, I'm dance or disco or whatever you want to call it.
Pop,
If you walk up to Cube or NWA, any of the guys, Dre.
Right.
What kind of artist are you? They would say, we're hip-hop.
Right.
None of them would say, we play rock.
Right.
Let them define for themselves what they are.
Right.
So on the day Led Zeppelin and AC/DC and Hendrix get inducted into the Rap Hall of Fame, until then, NWA and Grandmaster Flash and the Boston Pops Orchestra and all the stuff. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has become a sham.
Well, Steve Miller had come out. Did you read his comments?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's apropos.
It's apropos.
He wants it all revamped.
Yeah. There are all kinds of artists in there, great artists, who are not getting their due. Miles Davis should be one of the greats of all time in the Jazz Hall of Fame. And they say, no, you should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Great. Put AC/DC into the Jazz Hall of Fame.
I understand your point there.
Why do you think it got to that point? Gene Simmons joining us live in studio. Why did it get to the point
what time is it?
It is 9:04 Central.
I think it's 9:05. Oh,
okay.
And then it fires up. Right. You're not allowed to have your own opinion.
Right.
I don't care.
I think it's ridiculous that you're asked
that
question.
By the way, Cube went on Howard Stern, and I'm the original OG. I don't know what that means because I had to learn your language. I come from another country, and I had to understand
Original gangster is what
Original gangster.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
PTA, IOU, SY. I have no idea what that means.
You don't do emojis? Do you do emojis in text?
Took me years to understand
what
that means.
He does do the emojis.
Favorite?
Okay.
Yeah. Does he have a favorite that he always sends?
He doesn't send any that make any sense.
Oh, okay.
Like, all the ones that you don't use are the ones that
you use. I like cake.
Yeah, the cake one, yeah.
Cake, I like that
donuts.
One. Donuts.
Have you thought about kiss emojis?
We're working on it.
Oh, okay.
Trying
you have to
figure out how to make a living, for God's sake.
Just
having an emoji without me getting paid, bitch, is not the way to go.
Right. That's what I love about you. You're a performer. You're an amazing musician. But first and foremost, you are one of the most brilliant businessmen out there.
And good looking.
Great looking.
How old are you?
Me? I'm old. I'm celebrating my birthday.
He's very uncomfortable about it.
30?
Yeah, I wish I was 30.
12? What?
Oh, yeah, come 12. On. You're not that old, Bill.
12. I'm going to be 44.
I'm 66.
66.
And you guys are the best looking guys in the room.
I know. Look at that full head of hair.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Gene Simmons with just beautiful hair. Look at that.
Settle down.
Yep. I know. I'm scared to bring any girls in here because he's a magnet.
Oh, yeah.
Sophie's like, oh my God. Is it tough because your dad is such a sex symbol? Does that make it tough?
I think there's a disconnect in the generations because, no, seriously, I think a lot of my friends don't even know who the Backstreet Boys were because they were born just 2 years after me, and they just missed it. They just missed the whole thing. And that's a relatively recent band, I mean, for me at least. But my friends wear Rolling Stone shirts, and they have no idea.
They don't even know a song.
They don't even know who the Rolling Stones are. They just like the shirt.
Yes.
So I think there's a huge disconnect in my generation and with music, because we really only listen to what's happening right this minute.
Right now.
And then it's easily forgotten.
Yeah. Which I think is a crime, because if you don't, you know, if you're just looking at a tree without understanding the roots and everything, you got nothing. It's not about Kiss or anything else. You like Adele? You know what Adele does? She does Sam Cooke covers. Find out who Sam Cooke is.
Right.
Understand where she got her blues notation, what she listened to when she was a little girl, so you understand where the music comes from.
Well, the millennials, they don't care about that. They like to consume it and throw it out immediately. And if they don't get it right away, then they move on to the next thing that they can get right away.
Yeah.
Right? He's looking at his daughter. It's true.
I just work here. I don't know. I'm looking
at
Gene Simmons from Kiss and, you know, great businessman, your TV show and all the other accomplishments.
You know, you're right. I'm glad you mentioned it. Kiss is the number one American Gold Record Award winning group of all time.
In all categories. Wow.
There's no other group in country, rap, classical music, or rock that has more gold records. Gene?
That's impressive.
I mean,
And now you got these new Rock and Brew restaurants. How are those going? Are going well?
Sophie and I.
They're really good.
How is it?
I got to say.
They're really good.
The food's great.
Yeah.
It's really great. And I have a lot of like allergies, so I can't have dairy and stuff like that. Okay. And they have like gluten-free pizza and everything.
That's awesome.
Gluten-free beers.
Gluten-free beers.
If you love beers, we have craft beers, which means it's good for the local economy. We train people. We support local economies. We train local staff. There's none of this sort of outsider coming in. So if you want to visit Rock and Brews here in San Antonio, go to the AT&T Center.
That's huge.
It's the coolest spot. If you haven't tasted it, you got to swallow. But if you haven't tasted it, you settle down.
I'm good.
Yes? Yes. And we're going to, the Dallas one in Dallas, Texas, not Dallas, France.
Yeah.
Because there is a Paris, Texas, but it ain't in France. You see what I did there?
Yeah, no, I love
you. I followed you there.
All right. And so the Dallas Rock and Brews, I will be visiting there, saying hello to everybody on the 10th of May. So
okay.
If you're listening, come on down, feel the noise. But that's another band. That's Slade, not the cover band.
You also do a lot of work with veterans and rock and
brews. I do. I love that.
Yeah. On the opening day of every Rock and Brews, on the opening day, we close it to the public respectfully, and we make sure all our honored vets come in, and we honor them, we feed them, and we give them a big fat check.
That's awesome.
A slight thank you for their service. And continuing on, because this is a military that's volunteer. None of you have to go there.
Right.
I was growing up when there was a draft. You had to go. If your number was called, you had to go. Now you've got men and women who risk their lives and sometimes give the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I can sit around here and talk about your silly tattoos and all that stuff.
I mean that
as a compliment.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just honored that you saw my...
Yes. You also have a tramp stamp?
I don't, but I mean, if you asked me to, I probably would get it.
He has a cat.
I mean, I do have a cat.
Great thing about Rock and Brews is they're actually giving free food to vets on Veterans Day.
Nice. Yeah, you're a big fan of the vets and a big supporter of our military.
We love vets. We hate politicians and lawyers. See, vets walk the walk.
They have to do dirty work.
Oh, yeah.
They walk the walk. They risk their life. Politicians and lawyers just talk the talk.
Mm-hmm. See, you know, George Washington, he wouldn't even live in the White House, right? He was, you know, he was a man.
He was right in the front with the troops and everything.
Right. Yeah. I think our president should have to do that. I would love to see him in battle, wouldn't you?
A lot of presidents come from military backgrounds.
Right.
In our history. And I think that's why they probably get elected. Except our present one. Yeah.
No, are you a big Brock fan or?
Well, I actually voted for him. I wanted to be on the right side of history, but not the resume. I didn't vote for the resume because our president, remember, I voted for him so I can say this stuff.
Yeah.
Has a very thin or non-existent resume. Never served corporate, never created jobs. He was a local politician and was never overseas. And in terms of qualification,
he kind of just got put over.
In terms of qualification.
Yeah.
Overnight, he became the most powerful man on earth.
He did.
Yeah. He's even seen the last season of Game of Thrones already.
What?
Seriously,
I mean,
yes.
That's messed up.
Yeah,
right?
He demanded a copy of the new season.
Come on, our vet should at least see it first, right?
He's already seen it.
Did the dragon die? That's all I can
say. I know, right?
Don't say anything. I'm not caught up.
but I did. You know, I voted for him, and I know that a lot of people voted because they wanted to be on the right side of history.
Right.
You know, you wanted to right the wrong and all that. But I didn't vote on the resume.
Now,
Mitt Romney was far more qualified.
I figured you'd be more of a Mitt Romney guy.
I am very liberal on social issues. Gay rights, sure. You want to get married to a guy or worship a rock or
are you
something.
Asking me?
I don't
me?
Care. Yeah. You should be careful what you wish for, little boy, because you might not be able to handle it. But speaking of potato chips, I'm all for laissez-faire. Live and let live. Any lifestyle you choose that doesn't harm somebody else, I'm all for it. Worship as you please. Keep your religion to yourself. Don't force it on the rest of us. So I'm very liberal on all sorts of issues, but very conservative on fiscal and foreign policy.
Yeah.
I believe the government should get out of garbage collecting and the school systems, and I like states' rights, like all sorts of issues. So neither party likes me at all. And so the answer is to make me benevolent dictator, and I will take care of pedophiles will be killed.
Hell yes. Right.
There is no third strike, one strike. No,
right. One time.
Baseball.
Immediately. One time.
No, one time. You touch my child,
you're dead.
Dust.
Yes.
Slowly, by the way.
Preach.
Now, you are a showman, but you're also a businessman. How do you feel about Trump? Because he's the, you know, one of the ultimate showmen, but he's
well qualified. I know the man well enough. What you see is what you get. He does not read teleprompters. All the other politicians, good or bad, have teleprompters and speechwriters. He has none. Everybody else on both sides of the aisle have fundraising. He uses none. Whatever money comes in, but he pays it for himself. That doesn't make him electable or not. This is just a breed of another animal, a private citizen who decided to get up there and try to change politics. I like the conversation. I like that it's polarizing. I like for people to say things politically incorrect, even if it's hurtful, because privately we all say all sorts of hurtful things that we don't have the guts to say publicly.
Absolutely.
The climate is too politically correct, and Trump just doesn't care. So my suggestion to everybody on all sides of the aisle, go to the voting booth and vote your conscience. Don't listen to celebrities, because the last time I checked, our foreign policy shouldn't be decided in Malibu by Sean Penn.
You don't think George Clooney should decide it?
I think that everybody should shut up, including Gene Simmons, about who we want to vote for, and let the democratic process be as honest as it could be, because celebrities use their bully pulpit, the fact that they're celebrities, to try to coerce. And, you know, listen, if you're a fan of mine, you'll love Jerry Wombat Jr. And I say they should shut up.
Yep. Now, your daughter has her own aspiration singing career. We're going to play her song.
And acting.
Very talented.
Yes,
and acting as well.
Yeah. Both your kids, very talented.
She's been on 167 episodes of our Family Jewels show.
Great, yeah. I love that show, by the way.
Are you heading her career? Are you in charge of it?
I have nothing.
No. Nothing to do with it.
No, I can't even ask her what time it is.
What?
Yeah.
No, so you have a manager that handles all that.
Yeah.
And See, I would have had, I mean, Dad, because he's so brilliant.
I also got my
but
manager.
But you don't want to mix family?
I want to, but no.
I
like to do it on my own.
But he's so brilliant.
I think that's cool.
But it's a different genre of music. I don't think it's the same.
He's such a
I think it's also the relationship.
Also, he's an expert on the music industry, which doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
It's all about social media, how many views you get, how many listens you get, Spotify. Artists don't get paid anything.
She's
now.
Saying her dad's not qualified.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying if I wanted to go on tour, I'm sure he would have a lot of advice.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
But if I wanted to push a single, the way to do that now is social media.
Social media.
Right.
Not only that, but I found my social media profile lacking, so Sophie and Nick are taking care of.
Nice.
Twitter, okay. Schmitter, and Hovis Hovisek and Revis. I don't even have a clue what I'm talking about.
Well, the problem is he'll tweet and it'll be so offensive that we have to go in. We have to go in and like delete the tweet and paraphrase it and then put it back up.
You know what Gene Simmons needs? Your dad, Sophie. He needs
a new colostomy bag.
No. You need to get him a Periscope.
Periscope is an app.
You would love it.
You would love it.
You
would love it.
It's an app that live streams
I mean, you could be anywhere.
You know what you need?
Yeah. What?
Binoculars.
All right. Pretty
what
badass.
Are we talking about?
Here's my question.
Yeah. Just because you said he says
you guys
all this cool
using
stuff.
This new generation, why are you using words to mean different things when they're already taken?
I know. See, that's what we do.
Wait, your band is named Kiss. That already means what's going on?
Wow, she's witty.
Did that word
your
not exist
Sophie's
before?
Witty.
I'm so confused.
Yes. That's awesome.
She does
That's
need awesome. Her own show and all that.
Yes, she does. She's got her own career.
I know.
That's awesome.
Wow. Shoes are taken. Let's go on the web. No. No, it's spiders. No, get out of here. Mouse.
Kiss was taken.
Okay, you win.
It was a verb already.
Also
I mean, just,
also a noun.
Where do you think? I mean, obviously with social media and stuff, just imagine. Kiss
so
is
sad.
Huge, right? Like you said.
It is so sad for new bands. There are so many new deserving artists who should be up there making a ton of money and not having to
live
in their mom's basement. They can't.
Yeah.
They're giving away their music for free.
They're forced to.
Apple's taking all of it.
Because their record comes. Because that first college kid someplace in the dim past, Kazaa and Hovis Hovisek and Revis, all these fans decided that they shouldn't pay for music or books, and they decided to download and file share, and that destroyed the record companies. And that destroyed your heroes. Doesn't affect me. I make a good living. But, you know, the astonishing thing is, let's play a game, okay? From 1958 until 1988, you've got 30 years.
Okay.
Name the biggest, classic, most iconic acts of all time in all categories.
I mean,
you got
the Elvis.
Elvis, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, you know, the heavy stuff, the melodic
sure.
stuff.
Eagles.
Queen, Eagles. Yeah. Let's go to disco. You got Madonna and all the classic of that variety. Then you got Jackson and the Jackson family and all the children. Then you've got, that was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, you know, the heavy stuff. You got Metallica, Iron Maiden, and all that kind of stuff. And U2, and, you know, the classic of all. Okay, from 1988 until today. Give me the new Beatles and new Elvis.
Justin Bieber. That's all there is.
They're a popular band.
Popular,
well,
yeah,
new
but
kids
there's
on the block.
Yeah.
It ain't the same.
Right.
It's not.
And even
right.
Foo Fighters, who I love, 20-year-old band.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. And that's because record companies aren't there to support you. See, record companies were mom and dad who gave you pocket change so you can, that's tour support, to go out on the road. And there were record stores in there, and there were posters on the wall. So it, like this, you walk into your studio and you've got posters of LeBron and some woman with lipstick in her
tongue.
Yeah, Daniel's butt cheeks up there.
Butt cheeks and all kinds
all kinds of weird stuff. Twilight.
Over there.
And you got Johnny Depp over there. So you walk in and you see the imagery, and it actually helps promote. It's brand extension, which is a big word, like gymnasium. None of that exists anymore. Now it's all cold and fat, and you've got hundreds of millions of choices on the internet. It's really sad for new bands. So my heart goes out to new bands
that are trying to break through, and also the radio guys.
They will not.
How difficult is for us?
They will not break through. And if they do break through, and you have 100 million downloads of a song, you'll make a percentage of a penny per download.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, that's sad.
That's so sad.
I know you got to run soon, but yep. So I want to make sure we play Sophie's song.
Absolutely.
And this is Kiss Me, right?
Yeah.
Do you have an album out yet, or is it just
a
single?
At the end of the year, it's coming out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where are you going to write?
Amsterdam.
She's going to Amsterdam.
Oh, Amsterdam.
How awesome. Gene Simmons live in studio, his daughter Sophie, and we're going to play her song. It's called Kiss Me. Sophie Simmons, Gene Simmons, live in studio
right
now. Isn't
that unbelievable?
Yes.
9 million downloads so far. Come on, kids. Let's make it 10 million.
9 million.
Yeah. Speaking of potato chips, you're right. We are going Kiss, my favorite band. We wear more makeup and higher heels than your girlfriend. Don't remember. Don't forget. See when you get
my
age.
Don't remember.
Yeah.
That's my name.
Dementia.
Dementia. So this summer, we're going to be doing 40 cities about that.
Damn.
In America from July through September. But we're not going to do the major cities.
Okay.
See, we want to go back to what we did in the beginning. We played Ypsilanti, Michigan, like the cities that don't get their due in the spotlight.
Right.
So we're going to go to places like Soup City and
that's
Sioux
awesome.
Falls.
Because a lot of those people wouldn't get a chance to go to a bigger city.
And they don't get the big show. We're
right.
going to bring the full-size Gigantor show and
40 cities
and your gigantic crotch that you have when you're
right.
on stage because
oh,
you know
right,
I mean because
yeah.
no,
it's famous
there, right
it's
yeah
so,
it's famous
so sweet
yeah,
of you
for sure infamous
hi still here
yeah, you were having a conversation yeah. I thought I had a shot
yeah,
right,
right
there.
I thought we could slide that in right there.
You never know when little ears are around
yeah right
still right here
your toque is circling around your head like Linda Blair's in The Exorcist.
Well, do they call it a toque here because we're I mean, I'm half Canadian. We call them toques, but I think you call them beagles.
They call it stupid. Majority of people, they say you look stupid, you look dumb. It's like 100 degrees here. Why do you wear it? But they don't understand it's freezing in the studio every day except today.
Right.
Just say style.
Yeah, that's it. Style.
Style, babe.
He doesn't want to have to do his hair either.
That's true.
Biz, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't
How
like...
about the other guy? He doesn't get to talk?
No. I'm hypnotized right now, man. So like, I'm just here. I'm like shaking and everything. Your Kiss was my very first rock concert ever.
So
yeah. I'm getting on the rock icon here, man.
Forget all that. Just give me $5.
I do got $5.
Oh, can you give it to him?
Hit the button.
Well, I know you got to run. You got yes, so sir. Many other things to
no,
do.
I want to move in. I've got my That you know any awesome. Michael Jackson jokes? Come on, don't do that.
No, that would be awesome. No. Yeah, take
why,
that $5.
Why did Michael
too?
Love 47-year-olds?
No.
Oh. I feel like these were one of the tweets he had to delete.
Now I have to mute the sound on that snap.
Oh, man.
Can you mute the sound for a second?
No,
it's muted.
We can. Yeah, we're live.
I'll pull out. Yeah, go ahead.
It's fine.
Gene Simmons, thank you so much,
thank
Sophie.
You.
It was
thank
a pleasure to talk to us.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
The pleasure was all ours.
Go to rockandbrews.com.
Hell yes.